It is April 27th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Options Conference held a nice event at the Wild Horse Saloon last night with live music and instructions on how to line dance. Mrs. Lothian was right up there learning how to step and shimmy. It was a good event to network, and we even snagged a couple of more interviews for today at the event. There is a lot going on in the option space, some of which people can't talk about yet, and some they can. One of the highlights yesterday for JLN was interviewing fellow journalist and former trader Mark Longo of the Options Insider for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Alex Tang did the interview, his first for the series, and Mark was very forthcoming about his time as a trader. Register for FIA's International Derivatives Expo, IDX, by May 19th to get the early bird rates. IDX is June 19th to 21st in London at the Park Plaza Westminster Bridge, London. From Bourse Stuttgart, Dr. Philipp Weidt has been appointed to head Stuttgart Financial, the financial center initiative of Bourse Stuttgart Group, the Ministry of Economic Affairs, Labor and Tourism of the German federal state of Baden-Württemberg, and the Banking Industry Foundation Stiftung Kreditwirtschaft of the University of Hohenheim from May 1st, 2023. There are more women who run big companies than CEOs of big companies who are named John, according to a Bloomberg story citing a study by a Stanford University economics doctoral student. That had not always been the case, as a story in the New York Times in 2015 said there were fewer women who ran big companies than CEOs named John. There was no mention of how many of these women CEOs had the female version of the name John, i.e. Jane. Acelex has published a commentary titled ChatGPT and the LLM Revolution, a Private Markets Perspective. The subheadline of the piece is OpenAI's release of ChatGPT in 2022 sent shockwaves around the world. This chatbot revealed to the general public just how powerful large language models, LLMs, have become, able to perform to a wide range of complex tasks at or beyond human level. The potential for ChatGPT or similar tools to disrupt was clear. An upgrade to ChatGPT's underlying model in 2023 significantly improved its performance, with OpenAI showcasing examples of ChatGPT writing and debugging code, understanding complex tax law, and interpreting images. The Arab Federation of Capital Markets and the London Institute of Banking and Finance are offering an online course on derivatives and CCPs. The course defines what are the CCPs and helps you understand the functions and assess the advantages and disadvantages of CCPs and understand the dynamics and mechanisms applied and the terminologies used by CCPs in managing risks and operations. For more details, click on a link in today's newsletter. I have been invited to the 9th Asia Anti-Corruption Compliance Summit 2023 in Shanghai, China on June 15th to 16th, 2023. Luckily, there's a virtual alternative for the conference as well. No links at this time. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our FIA Boca coverage. Air Carbon's Thomas McMahon talks with John Lothian News about how ACX meets local and global needs and the future of the carbon markets. Thomas McMahon, co-founder and co-CEO of Air Carbon Exchange, ACX, talked with John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about how ACX got its start, its local and global properties, and the policy-driven nature of the environmental markets. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Reuters. Deutsche Börse offers $4.3 billion for Denmark's SimCorp. Stock exchange operator Deutsche Börse on Thursday announced a 3.9 billion euro, that's 4.31 billion US dollars, takeover offer for Danish investment management software company SimCorp SA, as it looks to diversify its business. Shares in Deutsche Börse dropped more than 6% after the German company announced the all-cash deal at 735 Danish crowns, that's $109.04 per share, which the target said its board would unanimously recommend. My comment: adding to the equation and getting Qontigo ready for an IPO by the looks of it. Here's a story from Bloomberg. JP Morgan creates AI models to analyze 25 years of Fed speeches. Economists use ChatGPT-based language to detect signals. Firm plans to expand tool to cover more than 30 central banks. A week before the Federal Reserve's next meeting, JP Morgan and Chase & Company unveiled an artificial intelligence-powered model that aims to decipher the central bank's messaging and uncover potential trading signals based off of Fed statements and central bankers' speeches going back 25 years. The firm's economists, including Joseph Lupton, employed a ChatGPT-based language model to detect the tenor of policy signals, effectively rating them on a scale from easy to restrictive in what JP Morgan is calling the hawk-dove score. My comment: so ChatGPT will be able to talk like the Fed, but will they be able to walk like an Egyptian? Here's a story from Bloomberg. Hampton's luxury home prices soar to records even as sales slow. While a shortage of listings and economic worries held back deals in the first quarter, a handful of big purchases pushed up high-end pricing. Luxury home prices in New York's Hamptons soared to record highs in the first quarter. Sales in the top 10% of the market were completed at a median of $8.54 million, up 11% from a year earlier, according to appraiser Miller Samuel Inc. and brokerage Douglas Elliman Real Estate. The average price of high-end homes in the Long Island beach towns also set a record at $16.1 million, a 33% increase that was driven by a few especially large purchases. My comment: how about a nice $50 million fixer-upper? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked item Wednesday was the picture of the SIBO opening bell ceremony yesterday celebrating their 50th anniversary, taken by our own Jeff Bergstrom. Second was John Lothian's piece, that's me, on William Mallier Sr., a forgotten rogue CBOT chairman who helped launch the CBOE and the options industry. Third was FTX sells Ledger X to Miami Exchange owner for $50 million from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times: using crypto for crime is not a bug, it's an industry feature. Despite last year's market downturn, it was a record period for crypto-based illicit transactions. One of the many times I have been heckled during a panel on crypto was when I argued that it shouldn't be thought of as money. The only reason to use it, other than for speculation, I said, was to buy drugs on the internet. This was a preposterous idea, the heckler retorted. Crypto is used for so much more than that. The next story is from the trade. Deutsche Börse set to acquire SimCorp in all-cash takeover for $4.3 billion. The deal will combine Deutsche Börse's Qontigo and ISS, will create a new investment management solution segment. Deutsche Börse has entered into a binding agreement to acquire SimCorp in an all-cash public takeover for $4.3 billion. To complete that deal, Deutsche Börse will launch an all-cash voluntary recommended public takeover offer for all SimCorp shares except for its treasury shares. And then the final story is from the trade. Tradeweb in talks to acquire Australian electronic trading platform Yieldbroker. If a definitive agreement is reached, Tradeweb anticipates the acquisition would be an all-cash transaction with a purchase price of $82.7 million. Tradeweb Markets has announced that it is in advanced discussions to acquire Australian-based Yieldbroker, a government bond and interest rate derivatives trading platform covering the institutional, wholesale, and primary markets. In a statement released on Wednesday, Tradeweb said it anticipates that the acquisition would be an all-cash transaction with a purchase price of $82.7 million. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Subscribe today. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.